Yeah, I would like to ask you to comment on the criticism of the Bush administration, which is often heard now among liberals and Democrats in the United States, namely that they plan badly the post-occupation period. And in particular, do you think that A, they could have done better, and B, had they done, wait, given structural constraint on what it means to be an occupation force, what it means, the way companies like Halliburton and company work, that's given those constraints, could have they done better? Number two, had they done better, would they have had a chance to win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people and have at least the Iraqi sort of accept passively the occupation?
Well, first of all, saying that they have badly executed or they realize that they have badly executed the war does not alleviate my suffering. You can be assured of this. The people have suffered whether they have planned it correctly or not. And the suffering of the Iraqi people is tremendous. They have this justification is not acceptable to me as an Iraqi. Does not make my life any easier. Whether they could have planned it better, I have read some of the plans before. I have talked. I in fact even wrote to one of the people who did a study on Iraq, and I pointed out to him that there are a lot of mistakes in their planning or documentation, that the people would not welcome those people who come on an American tank, and that don't tamper with the food distribution, don't do this, don't do that. In fact, there are some of the U.S. Archaeologists who have told the U.S. Army to be careful and to protect the archaeological sites and to protect the museums, and that there might be looting. And the Americans did not do anything. In fact, they permitted the looting of the museum, and half of this stuff was picked up in New York anyway. What was the other question? Sorry.
Well, whether if they had been smart or they could have won the hearts and mind of the Iraqi people and have had a sort of accepted that they would have accepted passively the occupation.
Probably they would have won the hearts and minds of more people than what they did now, had they behaved more in a civilized way, prevented the destruction of the country. They have shown respect to the Iraqis, or they have shown an interest to rebuild. Look, we have always, and this is something America cannot escape, we will always judge them by the yardstick, by the Saddam time yardstick of the reconstructions of essential services. It took that long to get the telephone, it's taking that long to fix the telephone, which is better to us. And they cannot escape it. The sooner they realize that, we will always be able to judge them that way. And the sooner they realize that they have to work within that constraint and do a better job, they're not winning the hearts and minds. It is alienating the people.